Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we are sitting right now with author Lynette Joseph Bonney, and she has written a book called The Biblical Journey of Slavery. It's the story of a nomadic biblical family originated in ancient Mesopotamia. Descendants were enslaved by six ancient empires. Now, Lynette, this is nonfiction, correct?
That is nonfiction, yeah.
Why did you choose this topic for this book?
Well, I wrote the biblical journey of slavery from Egypt to the Americas to make a point that the people that Moses, the prophet Moses, led from Egypt over 3,000 years ago, many of their descendants ended up in the West as slaves. When we look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 68, Moses warned the Israelites that if they did not obey the laws he was giving them, that in the latter days, a strange people will come, a people of fierce countenance that will have no mercy on young, old, or suckling child, and will take them away in ships. And that is in the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 68. And when I learned that, it moved me. I grew up in the church, really, and I've been a student of scripture. My father was a preacher, but I've never heard any preacher identified the Israelites that left Egypt.
This must have taken an enormous amount of research. How long did it take you to bring together the facts for this story?
Well, I'll tell you, it started out more or less when someone called me an Egyptian in Montreal, and that was many years ago. And I went on a quest, especially when a Jewish woman told me, too, that Moses was a black man. I never knew that. I knew his wife was Ethiopian, but I didn't know he was black.
What do you think your book will provide to your readers? What are you hoping they get out of this?
Well, I think people would learn, first and foremost, the identity of the early Israelites, who they were, and their origin, where they really came from.
And who do you think will read the book?
The readers of this book will be anyone who is interested in biblical history and anyone who is really interested in ancient cultures. They will find this book very interesting. And the main beneficiaries of this book, The Biblical Journey from Egypt to the Americas, will be people who call themselves Christians, churchgoers, and also those of the African diaspora.
Lynette, I'm curious as to what you yourself learned through your research of the book, what you yourself learned about your own life, about your own lineage, and about people in general.
I've learned a lot. I've learned so much that I couldn't believe what I was learning. And the more I keep digging and searching, the more things were revealed to me that I was amazed. And I said, what I'm learning here, I've got to share it, because I never knew these things before. And I can't keep this to myself. This book, I'm a fashion designer by trade. And here I am writing a book on ancient history about my people that I never knew anything about. And I know my parents didn't know anything about. And the average, I'm a descendant of slavery, and the average descendant don't know what I found out. And all those years of research, what it revealed to me, will benefit them. And it's changed me completely. I'm a different person today.
I was going to ask, did it drastically change your view of the world?
Oh, yes. It changed me completely. I am a changed person.
And I would imagine you would hope that your readers would feel the same, yes?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had a revelation from one person, the earliest person to read the book. And she shared it with her hairdresser. And she came back and said, Lynette, I've been looking for these answers for many years. It's an answer to my prayers. What I found in your book is, and she said, we were praying for this information, that I took it to my minister.
The things you have found while doing the research, might they lead to a change in how we teach the history of that era?
I think it definitely would, because the facts are undeniable. The encyclopedias that I've gone through, the Bible as History, that book, Judaism and Christian Beginnings, Christianity Through the Centuries, Archaeology and the Bible. I've done so much reading that I had to take early retirement. I said, you know, I'm going to eat a little and live long, but I have to get this story out.
But I would imagine the thing you found out most is that somehow, some way, we really are all tied together, aren't we?
Definitely. And nobody, that's why I always say, people, and I put it in the book, who dislike another person because of the way they look, they're really not criticizing that person. They are criticizing the creator of that person, because that person didn't make themselves. And for me to say, I don't like him because he looks this way, I am criticizing the one who created him. Not him. He didn't make himself.
That's a perfect way to end. Once again, the book is called The Biblical Journey of Slavery. The author is Lynette Joseph Bonney. Lynette, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with the book.
Thank you.